108th session of the International Labour Conference is underway in Geneva, where delegates from around the globe are meeting to find solutions to future challenges in the world of work, under the banner Building a Better Future with Decent Work. At 27.6%, South Africa's unemployment rate sits at a near 15-year high. And General Secretary of COSATU, Becky Ntshali-Ntshali, joins us on the line now from Geneva with his perspective on where the future of the South African labour market is headed. Thanks so much, Becky, for your time this evening. So let's get straight into it, because you're on that end. So fill us in on the kind of platform that's been laid for engagement on this front.
Thank you very much. I think we need just to confirm that for this year, ILC, which is the celebration of the 100 years of the ILO, people are trying to go back to the steps and the road traveled and retry to commit as to what it was set up to do. But the main challenge is, I think, is about the future of work, which is one thematic area in the committee that will deal with those things, with the hope that we'll be able to adopt a declaration and try to set it up, what needed to be done and moving forward. If we can get that declaration, then it will be used as a basis of what kind of work that the ILO needed to be involved in. The second one, of course, is the issue that deal with cases, that there are conventions that has been ratified by different countries. There have been violation on those particular convention and recommendation, and workers either have complained or businesses complained. Government have been taken to task, no progress made. So they're going to decide which about the 20 cases that must be examined by the committee and what the recommendation will be dealt with. And the third one is the one about violence and harassment against men and women in the workplace. So those are the broad areas that we are going to be dividing our people to engage on. But coming to the question of the future of work, which is what it seems to be the threat to the high unemployment that existing in any way, and what needed to be done in dealing with those particular issues. The report will be tabled, and then we have then to discuss, but there are already recommendations that says lifelong learning is one of the key issues, the question of reskilling of people with the new technology that is coming in, the question of upskilling, reskilling, of workers in dealing with those issues that clearly indicate that whatever kind of skill you may have today may not be useful tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the continuous engagement and the government investing and the question of the business and the university and technology linking in terms of what should be the labor market intelligence, those are some of the issues that will be discussed in this meeting.
Becky, I want to go into your input, because if we focus on what you've just highlighted, and that the fact that reskilling needs to happen in this technological era where you're talking about the future of work, you know, it comes hand in hand with an industrial revolution, and that a socio-economic hot potato in South Africa in particular. What kind of input are you heading into this meeting with in that regard?
Look, we discuss broadly because our contribution in these things goes globally. There's workers one side trying to talk with one voice and the employers and government in dealing with those things. We're trying to find a middle road that the women and the youth are key kind of indicators that we have not been able to deal with them decisively in the last 100 years. And now they have to be on the agenda. We need to find step and ensuring that indeed we don't just talk about it. We try to do. And in that process, we're going to be learning from the best. We're trying to learn from where other countries are saying unemployment in their case is 4% or 3%. Ours is about 37%. So in the lobbying and in terms of in the indication, without going to the formal one, we're trying to learn and say how best and how can we address those issues? The president spoke well about these issues. And the prime minister of Sweden, who is one of the co-chair of the future of work, they are clearly indicating that this thing, that human being must determine what the technology should do for them. Otherwise, if you don't do it, then the technology is going to tell us what we need to be doing in that case. So it is not quite, it's not going to be a clear indication as in terms of what kind of work we need to be doing in order to address unemployment. It's not going to be in this topic for this session, because this is focusing about the robotic, the digitalization, and et cetera, and et cetera, and how to find a space in there to deal with those issues.
As that kind of shift happens, what role do you see a collective bargaining system playing, not only as that shift happens, but also in a low growth, slow revenue and profit growth and escalating cost environment, Becky?
Look, there are many ideas that are coming up in dealing with those issues. People are saying there's a climate change that really is going to be very devastating in a number of areas. How then do we position ourselves to get the right skills to deal with the impact of the climate change? So we need new skills, we need new industries so that we can be able to deal with those particular issues. But coming back to one of the issues that you are raising is that when we are putting robots and other things, it's quite clear that number of jobs will be taken by those mechanization. And then the question is that, who's going to take the responsibility of the people that now must be going to the, in our case, the question of social grant and then et cetera and et cetera. And people are trying to grapple with that issues and says, no, but there are other way we can use the technology to advance and create more jobs and get more people skills. So everybody here says, don't fear the question of the new technology. Embrace it so that you can be able to direct it in the way that it needed to be creating jobs. But other people are making good examples. The Nordic countries, which are regarded to be one of the richest countries in dealing with those issues, they clearly make the indication greed must come out of those issues. You can't have two classes of people, others very rich and others very, very poor. If you have to save and move forward, you need to find a bridging gap and be able to create jobs in dealing with this.
Well, let's leave it there, Becky. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, General Secretary of COSATU, Becky Ntshali.